It's all slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1956.
The time machine has now arrived in 1956. What were things like in Half Moon Bay in those days? We'll check in the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Head on crash victim dies. Moss Beach businessman John Paul Rossi, 65, died as a result of injuries received on a head-on collision at Rockaway Beach. Rossi was the owner of the Lighthouse Cafe. According to CHP, Rossi collided head-on with another auto when he attempted to pass another auto, which was stopped for a left turn. Sheep population growing on the coast. Sheep numbers are on the increase on the coastside, as they seem well suited to many of the local ranches because of their ability to eat short grass. 5 to 6 sheep may be carried where ordinarily only one cow could be maintained. Expensive fire damage to the Miramar home. 2 Half Moon Bay Fire Department volunteers, firemen, were injured when fighting a fire which swept the residents of D.E.D. Lovelace, residents in Miramar. Damage was estimated at $4,500. 2 trucks and 15 men responded to the fire. And now for a little history in the making. From my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Don't know how many of you shop at Safeway, but it's a nice place to support a store that gives us so much sponsorship money for the Great Pumpkin Festival every year. They have an app that results in big savings once you learn the system. Instead of entering a member's phone number, you show your barcode on your phone from the Safeway app for the clerk to scan for the savings. The tricky part is that some of the deals require a camera photo of the item's barcode to get the discount. Those items are tagged as digital only. My mom, Adora, worked her way through this, and she saves about 25 to 38% so far on the bottom line. So I do guess it's worth learning a few more tricks. So let's keep calm and shop on. It's 1956. Living standards are getting better. There is a greater focus on education. 1 in 3 high school graduates are now going off to college. The standard of living is also reflected in the cost of living, with inflation at 1.52%. The cost of a new house is $11,700 on a yearly wage of $4,500. Ground coffee is 85 cents a pound, and gas is 22 cents a gallon. Stories making news. Cuban revolutionaries, including Fidel Castro, land in Cuba. Alabama bus segregation laws are declared illegal by the United States Supreme Court, and the U.S. carries out the H-bomb tests on the Bikini Atoll in the South Pacific. Actress Grace Kelly married Prince Rainier of Monaco. Popular TV shows include As the World Turns, The Price is Right. Well, mothers can now buy disposable diapers and non-stick frying pans. The epic film The Ten Commandments premieres and is the most expensive film ever made, with some of the largest sets ever created. It's nominated for 7 Academy Awards. In popular music, this R&B singer was nicknamed the Georgia Peach. He appeared in several movies, including Don't Knock the Rock and The Girl Can't Help It. He earned a technology degree and was ordained as a minister. Give up with this solid gold record. Here's Little Richard with Long Tall Sally.
Go to town and Mary bought Uncle John. He claimed he has a misery, but he's having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yeah, baby. Woo, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. Well, Long Tall Sally, she's built a piece of guy. Everything that Uncle John needs. Oh, baby. Yeah.
born of Croatian immigrants in Detroit, he was signed by Warner Brothers Pictures to be a child star and performed on the radio of KFWB, Los Angeles. He started recording in 1950, and by 1956, he has this four-week number one record. Here's Guy Mitchell and Singin' the Blues. Next time for another journey and another year on the KHMB Time Machine. I'm Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.